WKNR presents
the Keter13.com podcast.
Welcome to the March 26th edition of the Keener 13 podcast. I'm Scott Westerman, and this week, some audience participation in the form of our first Keener Hot Licks tune test, an interview with the founder of Podcasting News, and Bob Green on the air in the Sunshine State. That's all ahead on this week's Keener podcast.
Motor City Music.
In the days when the remaining oldies stations overplay a short list of burned out hits, a few like this one still stand the test of time.
Birdie, people are searching for the kind of love that we possessed. Some go on searching their whole life through and never find the love I found in you. And when I speak of you, I see envy in other men's eyes, and I'm well aware of what's on their mind. They pretend to be my friend when all the time they long to persuade you from my side. They deal the world and all their own for just one moment. We have no burning day. They want you because of the pride.
Cliche holds true. They just don't make them like that anymore. Levi and the Tops on the Keener podcast with their top 10 smash from this week in 1967. In the news this week, the Motown advertising community is still reeling from GM's announcement that it's re-evaluating who gets to place $2.8 billion in advertising for the struggling auto giant. Thousands of local ad jobs could be at stake if Interpublic loses the account.
Little GTO.
John DeLorean, the General Motors golden boy who crammed a powerful engine into a Pontiac sedan and rechristened it the GTO, died this week. He left to form the DeLorean Motor Company, and while only 8,000 of his DMC-12s were ever built, the car achieved immortality as Michael J. Fox's time machine in the Back to the Future movie series. More and more Detroit radio stations are relaunching their web audio streams as broadcasters go in search of new listeners in the wake of the explosion of satellite radio and podcasting. And we learned this weekend that Beverly Hillbillies creator Paul Henning has died. Henning began his career as a writer for the Fibber McGee and Molly radio series and was also the creator of the Hillbilly spinoff, Petticoat Junction. He was 93. From the Keener Almanac, WJR legend J.P. McCarthy was born this week in 1933. John and Yoko got married 35 years ago this week, and 2 days later they would begin their bed-in at the Amsterdam Hilton. Leo Fender, the inventor of the Telecaster, the Stratocaster, and the twin reverb amplifier, died 15 years ago this week. And in 1968, President Johnson's daughter, Linda Bird, was thrown off a San Francisco cable car for eating an ice cream cone. Perhaps she should have taken Jan and Dean's advice.
My theism teacher's got me working too hard. Relax after school, sitting out in the yard. Just me and my baby, I'm holding her hand. Then pop, ding-a-ling, here comes that popsicle man.
Orange, lemon, cherry, and lime. Fudge, tutti, frutti, and a grape, that's fine.
Buy one for me, and one for my chick. A lot of good on a popsicle stick.
Popsicle! Popsicle!
But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick. Some people buy popsicles just for kicks. Like me and my baby, we save the sticks to keep brother and sisters quiet as a mouse. Popsicle sticks to build a popsicle house.
Popsicle.
But if you wanna keep cool, it does a trick. And it comes on a stick. This record on
a great summertime song from 66 that tripled the national sales for the popsicle firm. You're listening to the Keener 13 podcast. And coming up, we'll bend your mind with three Keener Hot Licks. We'll meet a man who chronicles the podcasting explosion. And we'll hear Bob Green during his short adventures in the Sunshine State.
WKNR Keener 13.
If you've been by www.keener13.com lately, you've probably noticed that the Keener store is open for business. In response to your requests, we're now offering Keener collector's items on the website. Be the first on your block to own an official Keener13.com coffee mug or a go-anywhere, do-anything Keener13.com tote bag. They both sport the classic turquoise black and white Keener logo and are already instant classics. So order yours right now by visiting www.keener13.com. All proceeds go to fund our volunteer effort to preserve the WKNR legacy.
Stay with the action on the lively one. WKNR, Keener 13. WKNR, Motor City Memory.
Welcome to our first Keener Hot Licks Tune Test, where we play a brief slice of three WKNR Motor City memories to see if you can name that Keener tune. So break out your Burger Club scorecards, turn up those iPods, and stand by for Hot Link number one.
WKNR.
And that's how it works. Want to hear it again? Let's rewind. I can tell it's coming back to you. Let's hear it one more time. And that's how we play the game. Got that one committed to memory? Let's move on to tune test number two.
K-N-R.
That's one that ought to ring some bells for those of you with 20/20 vision. Let's hear it again. Still stumped? One more once. And that's number two. And now it's on to tune test number three.
WKNR.
That's an easy one, but just in case you didn't get it, we'll play it one more time. Okay, do you have our three songs committed to memory? Stand by for the answers to this week's Keter Tune Test. Here's number one. That's Millie Small with her Keener one-hit wonder, My Boy Lollipop, which peaked at number 5 in the WKNR Music Guide in May of 1965. And here's the answer to tune test number 2.
I know you deceived me, now here's a surprise. Know that you have, cause there's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles.
I Can See for Miles went top 10 for The Who on Keener in the fall of 1967, only to emerge again on the soundtrack of the Tom Hanks film Apollo 13. And here's the answer to tune test number 3. So how did you do? If you remembered Millie Small, The Who, and Leslie Gore, you got 100% on this week's Keener Tune Test. And if you want to try your hand at guessing some post-WKNR music, listen to Jan Polet's daily Hit Test podcast, almost live from the Netherlands at www.janpolet.nl.
Podcast Hit.
James Lewin is a web analyst based in Des Moines, Iowa. He and his wife have created a fascinating website that has to be the most complete aggregation of news and information about podcasting anywhere. PodcastingNews.com is jam-packed with advice on production equipment, the latest scoop on podcasting issues, and home to one of the web's larger podcasting directories. When we talked, I asked James if he had ever considered going beyond podcasting news and into producing his own program.
Well, I am still working on getting my first podcast up, which seems kind of strange for somebody who's got a podcasting news site with 1,000 links on it, you know?
Yeah.
We have multiple websites that we manage, and one of them is called Synthetopia. It's an electronic music website, and we've been working for a long time on getting a electronic music podcast app.
Well, I don't think that there is any other web publication quite like what you're doing.
The one thing that we're really trying to do is just provide coverage of the whole world of podcasting, the players a little bit about the software, highlighting the interesting podcasts that, you know, ones that are really unique, are doing something that is something that's kind of unique in such a way that everybody in the community can learn from it. So, yeah, I think there's a lot of interesting stories going on. I mean, for us, the technology is interesting, but I think even more important than that, there's a lot of kind of people stories, human stories that are involved in this thing because everybody's excited about it.
How do you decide what you listen to?
Funny thing is I think I end up listening to the same stuff everybody else does. I mean, some of the same stuff. I listen to Donna Drew. I listen to Adam Curry's show. I listen to the scripting one. What was the one that Adam and Dave Weiner were doing?
Yeah, Scripting News.
Yeah, Scripting News. I think they had some other name for it.
Oh, yeah, it's Trade Secrets.
Yeah, Trade Secrets. Yeah. That one used to crack me up because it always sounded like there was some partying going on. But it seems like they've kind of slowed down on that. I don't know if that one's still going or not.
How many podcasts are there listed in your directory?
I don't know. It's just a number, but it's over 1,000 at least, I know. And it's something where it's growing so fast. It's like, remember when McDonald's used to say billions and billions served? I think it's going to be like that before long.
How do you separate the wheat from the chaff when there's so many podcasts out there?
At this point, what we're doing is we're letting people add their own. but we are monitoring the new list that comes in, and we're going back, and the main problem we've had is that people put in incomplete information, or they get their own URL wrong, things like that. I've only had two cases where people were putting in just totally bogus stuff and then linking to, you know, Viagra or, you know, something like that. So we've had a pretty good, pretty good community support in that respect. I mean, we're not getting a bunch of junk in at this point.
Besides the Google ads, how are you monetizing the site?
At this point, the way I look at it is I hope to have something that will pay for my vices. You know what I mean? So I've got this interest in podcasting. It's something I feel is cool and it's important. It's kind of an opportunity to be in on the ground floor of something and watch it grow. And I think a lot of podcasters have that same view. But I don't feel like, you know, I'm not trying to get rich off of it or anything. I don't expect to. And, you know, our main interest is being in and doing something interesting and useful early on, and then try to figure out a way to make this mature and grow with the community so that we've got something that's valuable, you know, a year from now and 2 years from now and 3 years from now. You know, I'd be lying to say I didn't want it to make money, but that's not our primary goal. That's sort of a secondary thing. The main thing is that we're having fun with it and that we're trying to do something that's useful and cool.
That's James Lewin, who chronicles the podcasting phenomenon at podcastingnews.com.
WKNR Music Now!
Since John DeLorean passed away this week, I thought we'd dig deep into the Keener archives for this 65 WKNR Music Guide entry, a one-hit wonder from the Tigers in praise of DeLorean's GTO.
There's a tiger on the market and I got the very first in town.
Beat him, Tiger.
Just got our hearse, floor, shifter, and the wildest screaming mill around.
Call him, Tiger.
I mean a 389 old Super Tuner really shut him down.
Beat him, Tiger.
Tigers on the Keener 13 podcast with Gito.
Keener 13. WKNR.
Right before WKMH became WKNR, Bob Green left the station to work at WQAM in Miami. During his brief adventure in Florida, Bob had the chance to develop the top 40 style that he would later execute to perfection upon his return to Detroit. In this air check from August of 1963, we hear a lot of Sonovox jingles and learn the benefits of monosodium glutamate, patio diet cola, and Miller High Life beer in the weeks before Nellie Knorr took the plunge in Detroit and launched the Keener juggernaut. See if you can recognize another famous Keener voice.
Hey, team, before 2 o'clock, WQAM Radio. Slim, it's your day today on the Bob Green Show. If you guys or gals, anybody knows somebody named Slim, it's your day to call him up and say, Slim, I think you look just lovely the way you are. That's all. got a boy that you can't forget. If he's a guy, here's the sound of the raindrops on QAM.
I remember when I first saw him. Something told me that I couldn't ignore him.
QAM hit liner and a thing called The Kind of Boy That You Can't Forget. Of course, done with the raindrops for you. A song heard first on the Jimmy Dunlap Show on QAM.
Stand clear, Mary. Make way for the chef.
Oh, honestly, Joe, what is there about outdoor cooking that brings out the H-A-M in you?
No, not ham, dear. Beef. And these beef kebabs are going to taste very choice. I'm seasoning them with accent.
Oh-ho! And where'd you find the recipe?
In one of your magazines. Said to use monosodium glutamate, which I know means accent.
Right you are.
Of course, I'd have used accent anyway. When you plunk down good money for sirloin like this, you want it to taste as naturally good as it is.
Outdoors or in, use all-purpose accent in any recipe that calls for monosodium glutamate. To bring out all the juicy prime beef flavor of steak, shake on 1 teaspoon of accent per pound of meat. For outdoor cooking, get the large economy size. When you want flavor, you need accent. What good cook would be without it?
Wonderful WQAM! Very pleased to listen.
These values at Food Fair, Mayfair Roll Butter, 1 pound package, just 49 cents with a $5 order or more. Top U.S. Choice PSG brand sirloin steaks, 89 cents a pound. T-bone steaks, 98 cents a pound. Extra fancy New Jersey blueberries, 3 pints for just $1. And don't forget, you get valuable merchants' green stamps with every purchase at Food Fair.
You like the change at Food Fair.
Tell them where.
Food Fair.
Got a guy by the name of Johnny Tillotson, and you can never stop me from loving you.
My picture of your shell.
Got Tillotson right there, and you never stop me from loving you, which happened to be the mystery tune out of the QAM. On the line is Larry Puccio. Hi, Larry. How are you today?
Okay.
Oh, good enough. You were the first one to call us, Larry, and say that was the mystery tune. And therefore, it's time to reach into the barrel and pick you out of a little old prize. Let me see. Oh, I got something good for you, Larry. It is this. Listen to this now. A high-fidelity record album by the Beach Boys. How about that there? All righty? Oh, boy. He likes the Beach Boys. You like the Beach Boys, huh, Larry?
Yes.
Good enough. We'll send it to you. Thanks, Larry, for calling. Bye-bye.
We have a winner!
Oh, boy. By that to your heart's content there. We got 12 minutes before the hour at 2 o'clock. The Bob Green Show. Here's a guy who's very shy and very quiet. And it took us a long time to get this guy to come out on stage. Chubb, you want to come on out? Huh? Come on, baby. I mean, you know, don't be frightened there. Soft spoken. Quiet. Soft guy, but you know, he gets going there. And the chubby checker on WQAM and the thing called Twisted On Up, baby.
Pepsi-Cola Company announces Patio Diet Cola with true cola taste. Here's figure expert Debbie Drake.
Patio Diet Cola is a great way to watch your weight and satisfy your appetite. Only 1 calorie per serving.
Drink your Patio Diet Cola, refreshing way to stay slim.
Listen hourly for clues on WQAM's Car Treasure Hunt.
5 cars will be given away, and you'll be happy with cars from Chappie.
If you think you've found the car, don't try to open the locked doors. Call WQAM on the contest lines and give us the location and that car's license number. Keep listening for clues hourly.
You may win 1 of 5 cars in South Florida's biggest contest ever.
Wonderful WQAM. Check the weather, I report for all Miami.
I'll have another clue for you very soon.
Enjoy life with Miller High Life. The champagne of bottled beer. The beer that's proudly brewed. Perfection brewed. Only in Milwaukee. Naturally.
Wonderful WQAM.
Channel 560, right here, number 1, baby.
Channel 56.
It can happen to anyone. Unexpected expenses come along.
Be sure to go to folks you trust.
That's Household Finance.
At Household Finance, you may borrow up to $600 with up to 24 months to repay. HFC has 8 offices in this area. The HFC of Hollywood is located at 1924 A Hollywood Boulevard, second floor.
On the green scene, brand new in review. Here's the WQAM Strong Song. WQAM exclusive song for you, baby. Alice Wonderland, he's mine.
I know he doesn't have much now. Yeah, he's mine.
There you go, another strong song. Heard first on WQAM, this thing by Alice Wonderland. How about that name? Alice Wonderland, you know. Ah, Wonderland. Well, her name's really Zelda Wonderland, but she doesn't, you know, go with that. That's a thing called He's Mine right there. 25 minutes before the hour of 1, WQAM time on the green scene.
For goodness sake,
try August Brothers Bakery. It's August Brothers Bakery for tasty bread and rolls and cake.
August Brothers.
Day after day, they always say it. August all year round.
WQAM. On the Bob Green Tuesday Show, back into time we go.
Every time my baby and I have a quarrel.
Oh, the Drifters right here.
I swear I won't give in.
A smile and yell.
Then my baby starts to smile.
That's Bob Green on WQAM Miami, just 8 weeks before the WKNR brand was launched in Detroit. And if you listen closely, you might have recognized another keener voice, that of midday ace Ted Clark. And that's this week's Keener13.com podcast. Our thanks to Jim Lewin, the webmaster at podcastingnews.com, for being our special guest. To Jan Pollitt for inspiring us to create a keener version of his Hit Test podcast. And to Bob Green and the folks at realradio.com for that slice of sunshine from Bob's days at WQAM Miami. You can find everything Keener right now on the web at www.keener13.com. Grab the XML file off the site and plug it into your favorite podcatcher, and you'll never miss a show. Thanks again to Jonathan Wolford at Jam Creative Productions for allowing us to use the original Pam's Keener jingles. Visit Jam online on the web at jingles.com. We leave you with Dion Jackson, who went top 10 on Keener in January of 1966 with this piece of advice. I'm Scott Westerman. Thanks for listening.
You know love makes the world go round. And love, baby, makes the seesaws go up and down. And it makes trees grow tall. And the most important thing of all, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now. Without love, flowers wouldn't grow in spring. And without spring, yeah, the birdies just couldn't sing. Yeah, yeah, everybody needs love. And to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now. Yeah. Everybody needs love. Just to watch the twinkling stars above, it makes a boy and girl, oh, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Oh, love makes you cry now. That goes for Billy, Sherry, Bobby, and Marsha, and baby, you and I. Oh, I can prove to you that the facts of love are so true. It makes a boy and girl, yeah, say they feel so fine now.
Feel so fine.
Love, love, sweet love. Love. love is so good, child. Ooh, it's so bad.
The preceding. Was a copyrighted feature and may not be reproduced in whole or in part.
In whole or in part.
Without the written consent.